Welcome to another episode of Elder Care Success, Spring Short Style. This one's all about how to keep your job and your life intact while taking care of mom and dad, whether they be around the block or from 1,200 miles away. Stay tuned, there's a lot more ahead. This is another Spring Short with Elder Care Success. And in this case, I'm dealing with the whole issue of how do you keep your head, your heart, your life, and yes, your career intact while taking care of mom and dad. It's a subject that's all too close to many of our hearts, and in fact, our wallets too. I hate to say that because our careers and our lives are important to keep intact while making sure we're taking care of mom and dad in the best possible way that we can. You see, I hear comments like this all too often. I never imagined that I would have to choose between my career and caring for my aging mom. Now that mom's gone, I have to think about dad, and I still can't get back to work. Now what? You mean I'm not the only one who's thought about quitting their job just to take care of my parents? My boss just doesn't understand, and I'm afraid to tell him what's really going on. Those are just three comments that I've heard over the past few months. Unfortunately, too many companies do not know how to deal with this issue. And although these companies are comprised of people just like us, who likely have taken care of an aging parent or about to go down that road, many of them don't want to address the issue themselves. I get it. It's painful, it's emotional, and in some cases, it also brings a little bit of rife among family members, sadly. But as our population ages, well, let's put it this way. Every day above the grass is a good day, right? At least I hope so. In any case, the fear of what to do and how to do it well when mom or dad start showing some signs of needing a little support is something that's coming more top of mind with everybody. Reports a few years ago said that 40% of us will quit our job to take care of an aging parent. I'm pretty confident that number is a lot larger, probably closer to 50 right about now. Why? Because too many people do not even want to admit that they're leaving because of a parent. I found another job. I just need some time to myself. This just isn't fulfilling, are just a few of the comments that companies might get. Even more so, HR is often the ones that are asking, so why are you leaving? I had that question asked myself many years ago, not when I was caring for mom and dad, but for different reasons. And after hearing what an HR executive told me, that another person said, they asked me very politely and empathetically, so Nancy, do you care to share your feelings about this? Nope, I'm out of here. See you later. What, did they think I was stupid? I had learned too many personal and intimate things that HR person shared with me about my boss. A decision to care for an aging parent is a significant one, and it affects many more of us than we even realize. It's a choice that can reshape our lives, our careers, and our relationships in profound ways. Emotional weight of caring for an aging parent, coupled with the demands of caregiving, can strain even the strongest among us. I actually had a conversation with a very significant leader who said he was thinking about committing suicide as a result of the strain and stress that he was going under. Thankfully, that did not happen. For him, the financial pressures were not an issue. They were one of emotional stress and strain. But for others, financial pressures can mount, careers can be put on hold, and personal sacrifices become a daily reality. Yet, amongst these challenges, there are ways to navigate this journey with grace and resilience. Here are a few tips that I hope will help you balance caring for an aging parent while also maintaining your career and your own personal well-being. The first is open communication. Not just with your employer, but to be honest, first with yourself. What's important to you? Why are you doing this? Can you bring in outside support? Or can you share that responsibility with your siblings? That's important. If you're talking about these issues with your boss or an employer, don't go about it whining and complaining about what's going on and how difficult it is. Instead, find out a little bit more about their situation. Where they've been, ask for some advice. You might be surprised to actually find out that they're going through the exact same thing and don't know what to do. that's okay. Just listen. They might be relying on you more than you realize. And together, you could find a solution that could help many others in the company. Some companies are flexible in understanding. Every corporation with 50 or more employees is required to have an FMLA policy. That's a Family Medical Leave Act policy, which means that you're allotted a certain amount of time, unpaid, off without the threat of being fired. That's a good thing. However, an extended period of time away from work can impact your chances for a career advancement. Just be aware of that. There are ways to manage that flexibility in working on and off-site. And thankfully, well, I say thankfully in quotes, due to COVID, we've learned how to be a little bit more flexible in that away time while still caring for those that we love. That, I say, is actually one of the benefits that we had as a result of being in lockdown. Some companies offer outside benefit support with an outside organization that offers support for caregivers. Now, they may actually be more generic and not specific to your needs, but just knowing that they're there can be helpful. Believe it or not, there's also a lot of community resources. Every state has some sort of council on aging, and those groups are actually very helpful and supportive. Now, they don't always cover the entire state, and they do tend to support those families who are in a lower income bracket. But just knowing what resources are available can be helpful. Step number two, understanding your legal and financial planning in taking care of an aging parent. Early planning can alleviate many stressful situations for you and for your siblings. Just the other day, I was talking to somebody who said, "Geez, my dad died intestate, which means he died without a will. It created all sorts of havoc for this person who had a very strong and thriving career. But I could see the emotional weight that this had on her head and her heart. In fact, she started to tear up as we talked about it. That's so sad." But not to put extra pressure on our parents. But I do find that it's rather cruel for them not to even plan or think about what might happen if they don't have their affairs set up for what they want at the end. Leaving those decisions up to somebody else is thoughtless. That's just my opinion. Third, understand how to use technology. Now, it's everywhere. ChatGPT, AI, cameras, tools, tricks of the trade, you name it. But technology doesn't necessarily have a warm heart or a warm hand, just when needed. However, medical alert systems are extremely helpful, especially good ones. We recently did an episode with Dr. Shea Gregg on Fall Call. If you don't have a link to that, I'll put those in the episode notes. His particular tools, Fall Call, including a door lock, is extremely helpful for any of us who are working and caring for somebody long distance. Other things like cameras can help as well. Now, a lot of people don't like cameras in their home, and I get it because it seems like it's an invasion of privacy. But as we put cameras in our home for my parents, I let our aides and everybody else working with us know this is not because we want to spy on you. This really is a tool for me to be there when I physically can't be, should we need to call 911. And we did on many occasions. In those cases, I was quickly on the camera as soon as I got the call from an aide or somebody else who was in the house who said, "Nance, we need some help. Please jump on the camera. We need your advice." And I did. Between phone, camera, and yes, those cameras allowed some voiceover technology as well, although sometimes it's a little creepy when you hear the voice of Nancy over the screens and nobody knows exactly where they're coming from. So we always jumped on a cell phone. That was helpful. It also gave me a line of communication to paramedics or EMTs who might be in the house at the time or anybody else that was there, including PT, OT, or some other support team member that we had. That was good. Leveraging technology is not just cameras or alert systems. There are all sorts of things that are out there, including alerts to make sure that a parent is actually taking the medication when they're supposed to. If you need more help on that, please reach out to me at eldercaresuccess.live. There's a tab on the side of that page where you can leave me a voicemail or send me an email. I'm happy to respond. Fourth is setting boundaries. This is critical both when you're employed and when you have your own company. Setting boundaries is critical for your own health as well as others. If you understand 1, who's in charge, 2, who's supposed to be listening when and where at any point in time, and 3, making sure that you have some time to yourself, even if it's 5 minutes here and there, is critical to your own mental stability. Fear of regret of what happens later on will inevitably hit you at some point in time. Trust me, been there, done that. However, if you don't set boundaries, nobody knows exactly who's in charge and when. Now, an important thing, especially if you're on your own or if you're a consultant, is to sometimes let a client know that you just need a little space. I did that on a few occasions when I had some very personal times that I needed to be with mom and dad. In each case, I gently said to the client, "Please understand, I am with my dad. He is 99 years old, and I just need a few hours with him. I will be with you just as soon as I'm done. And the things that we're working on will get done at the quality of response and care that you deserve as well." In each case, they said, "Thank you for sharing. We understand, and we know that you'll be there for us too." That gave me the confidence to do what I needed to for my parents at that point in time. It also gave me the ability to be there for my client as they needed me. On the note of setting boundaries, it's important to set boundaries for family members, be it siblings, spouses, or others. This is especially true and especially important for those of you who are POA or in charge of any key decisions for your parents. There can only be one leader. We've seen dual roles in the corporations many times, and usually they fail. But knowing who's there to finally make that yes or no, go or no-go decision, or who's in charge is critical. We all look to leaders in times of strife. If you are the leader, step up to the plate and hold that position firmly but gently. You are not a dictator. You're a leader. There's a difference. The difference is a leader is somebody that others want to follow. Make sure you're the one that people listen to, respect, and want to follow, and trust. 5, seek support. Don't go it alone, even if you are that leader. Find the support that you need, be it medical, legal, financial, or otherwise. Online groups are great. I think they're wonderful in so many ways. However, be very careful of those groups that suck you down that dark gray hole. Too many people in those groups are complaining, not because they're angry or bitter, but because they're afraid. And fear does some very strange things to us at times. So be careful in the type of support that you seek. Make sure it's positive, it's confident, and it's firm but gentle. 6 is prioritizing self-care. This is one that we as caregivers do not do well, myself included at times. Although there were those moments where I knew I had to do what was right for me, because if I didn't, I would collapse. Learning how to take care of yourself only helps you become stronger when you're taking care of somebody else who is frail and aging. This is especially important in those final hours or those final days of our loved one's life. That point in your caregiving time is going to be the most exhausting. Knowing how to stay calm, level, and just gentle on your head, your heart, and their head and heart too, is going to be key to your resiliency after the fact. Speaking of resiliency, 7 is delegate and share responsibilities. Don't take this all on yourself. Divide and conquer. As I like to say, together we are stronger. That includes your employer. If you need to delegate responsibilities at work, show people how to do what you do, maybe not give all of it away because you still want to be needed when you get back, but enough so that things get done and you don't look like a laggard. That's key. Because understanding how important you are in leading a team or leading an organization or getting others to understand how they can get through this time in life is important too. Be the one that others look to at work as a caregiver and a caregiver role model. You can do this. I know you can. Finally, stay organized. This is one of the most important things you're going to need to do. If you have things that are in total disarray, and they will get a little sloppy at times, that's okay, because that happens over the course of the caregiving years. It's important to understand when things get a little tossed around a bit. Sometimes you just can't have everything stacked in its perfect, neat little piles. That's life. But knowing when to stay organized and how to get it back into shape is key. That includes your own career. Now, I'm bringing this back to your career only because we originally started talking about caregivers in a career environment. It's interesting. I had a conversation not too long ago with a caregiver who was a CFO of a fairly significant company. She was somebody that everybody relied to at work, yet she was being stressed and pulled in so many different directions that she didn't know what to do. She honestly felt extremely guilty that her parents needed her, yet they needed her at work. So as much as she wanted to stay, she said, "I have to leave. It's for them and it's for me." Her employer tried to figure out any possible way that they could keep her, and she said, "No. I just really need this time to be with mom and dad. Please understand." And they did. Unfortunately, as time went on, and it went on for quite some time, she got a little bit more relaxed and she didn't know what to do when it was time to get back into shape. I mean, career shape. That pause, that couple of years off, really did a lot to damage her ego and her confidence in what she was capable of doing. A brilliant leader, a brilliant CFO, she had become a different person in her role as a caregiver for her parents. You don't need to do that. In your corporate life, please understand that the role that you play in caring for an aging parent is really not dissimilar. Managing the care and well-being of mom and dad is very much like running a small, highly complex enterprise, I say. Think about it. You have assets, you have customers, you have employees. And yes, you have a balance sheet to manage. That's key. Because without that, if they run out of money, then you're the one left holding the bag. Well, you don't have to be the one holding the bag, but in all honesty, most of us will pick up that tab or help and supplement mom and dad. It's more of us than we realize that are doing that. Actually, about 68% of us are out there taking care of some sort of financial well-being for mom and dad. And that will impact us, especially if we don't have a job to go back to. Balancing your career in caregiving is undoubtedly challenging, but it's not impossible. Remember, seeking balance isn't a one-time effort, but an ongoing process. That's a life process. Mom and dad just happen to be now part of it. They did it for you. Now it's your turn to do it for them. By taking a second look at some of these points that I've outlined, you can start to build a level of compassionate care for your aging parents while maintaining your own professional life and well-being. They don't want you to suffer because of them. And I don't want you to suffer because of taking care of somebody that you love. And just as important, your employer does not want to lose you, a good person who's keeping them solid, sound, and on the right path as well. You can keep your life, your career, and your own family intact. Thank you for joining me today on just one more Elder Care Success Short. It's a spring short. Spring forward with joy, with love, and yes, with your career intact while taking care of mom and dad. You can do this. I know you can. On that note, if you like the show, please share it with a friend, a family member, or somebody else that you know who might be thinking actually of quitting their job because they're taking care of an aging parent too. They don't have to. You can help them, and we can help you too. It can be your gift to them because it's our gift to you. We'll see you soon on Elder Care Success on YouTube, and we'll hear you soon on eldercaresuccess.live. Until next week, stay well, be well, and keep that job. Bye-bye. This show is sponsored by CareManity, the publishers of How to Survive 911 Medical Emergencies, a step-by-step guide before, during, and after. For your own personalized free file of life, go to www.howtosurvive911.com. All trademarks, brands, and comments are not intended to be substitutes for medical, financial, or legal advice. Please consult a medical, legal, or financial professional for issues relevant to your own personal situation. This show is produced by CareManity LLC. All rights reserved. CareManity LLC.